Sie ein Fan von Heavy Metal Musik sind, haben Sie eine große Auswahl im Genre. So viele Möglichkeiten, dass viele Bands in Ihren Ohren gleich klingen. Das ist schlecht. Neue Musik entdecken bedeutet, etwas Neues und Neues zu entdecken, oder? Da kommt der Gast von heute, Christoph Schneider von Rammstein. Hi, I'm Skivvy Steve, and casually speaking German is just one of my many talents. I'm also pretty good at being modest. If my German intro sounded Greek to you, that's weird. But what I said is that if you're a fan of heavy metal music, you've got a lot of choices in the genre. So many choices, in fact, that lots of bands start to sound the same to your ears. This is bad. Discovering new music means discovering something new and fresh and innovative, right? That's where today's guest comes in, Christoph Schneider from Rammstein. Speaking of new and fresh and innovative, what about Skivvy Premium Boxer Briefs? If you're still wearing tidy whities or baggy boxers, that's cool if you're into that. But you're totally missing out on the newness, the freshness, and the innovativeness of Skivvy. Like the first time you ever heard Rammstein, Skivvy will take you to a place you've never been before. And you'll never want to go back to how it was before this amazing discovery. Use promo code DISPOSABLE15 at checkout at skvi.com for 15% off your first order. Or dive in head first and sign up for the subscription model for 25% off every order from now until the sun falls out of the sky. I'm Skivvy Steve, and if I sound relaxed, it's because I'm wearing Skivvy.
Aloha. We're nipping at the heels of the fourth episode of the Disposable Heroes NAMM Special Editions. On this one, we've got the monster behind the kit of Rammstein, Christoph Schneider. Fresh from Berlin, straight to NAMM. He was recently changing from DW Drums. What a serendipitous time to meet up with this legend. And it's only the tip of the iceberg of the awesomeness of this episode. So from all of us here at Disposable Heroes, enjoy and all right.
All right, Christoph Schneider. Did I say that correctly?
Absolutely correctly.
All right, we have Christoph Schneider. Welcome to the show. The man behind the drums for Rammstein. And it is a pleasure to have you on the show, man.
Pleasure's mine.
How is everything for this year at NAMM?
Let's see. I just came here because I changed my gear. So and I just came for the show from Berlin to Los Angeles to say hello everybody in DW now. I changed my gear to DW.
Okay, and what were you playing before DW?
Oh, I played for a long time Sono Drums, okay. German drum company, which was very fine, but
nice.
I did this move because my first kit, what I bought when I could buy a proper drum kit, was a DW kit. And so I kind of love those drums, and it's for me really exciting now to work with them on a professional level.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That is very awesome. And I have a similar experience where I started playing for Tama when I was real young. And then I played for another company when I first started drumming professionally. And about 10 years ago, I got on Tama. So same thing with you. It's childhood dream from when I was young come true. So that's awesome.
Exactly the same thing. You know, in the beginning of the 90s, it wasn't possible for a young German drummer to get a deal with DW. So I went to many other companies.
Yeah.
Tama as well, which are great drums too.
Yeah.
Sono. And now they ask me if I want to join them. It was like coming home, and I think it will be the last move I will do in my drum career.
You're home. That's so awesome. Yeah. So you guys started Rammstein in Berlin in what year?
1994. Yeah, exactly.
And when was your first time you guys came to the United States to play?
The first time we played in the United States was 97.
And was that for your own tour or a festival tour?
No, that was very tiny club shows. We call them, they invite the media and everything, like a showcase.
Yeah, showcase. Yeah, like for the record label?
For the record label and in very small clubs. But those shows did a lot of impact because we did a lot of fire in such a small, tiny venue that everybody kind of was impressed about what we're doing. And afterwards we get the first signings and record deals and did the first tour, first real tour in 98, I think, with KMFDM. Yeah.
And whose idea is it, all the whole bands, for all the fire and all the real epic shit that's on stage, which you guys are very known for, and which, I mean, I personally love?
You know, it started very small. When we started the band, the singer didn't know really what to do when wasn't singing.
Right.
So then...
Because he didn't play an instrument, he just sang.
He doesn't play an instrument, so he doesn't talk to the audience. He doesn't like that. So he starts doing pyro in between. Very little, basic in the beginning, and then slowly the whole thing developed. Every band member had ideas for that and ended up as the big show.
It's so awesome. I mean, for instance, we watched the Madison Square Garden show that is on YouTube and everything, and you guys playing Angle with the wings. Your singer has the big wings on with the fire shooting out of them, and man, it's just so awesome because it's just the epitome of what over-the-top rock and roll show should be.
Absolutely. We love doing shows. We love to invent all these effects and rehearse them. And for us, it's the same importance as this part of doing show than doing great music as well. But we give all the best doing in the music. But I think it's so enjoyable for the audience to watch something, to have something going on more than just watching a concert.
Yeah.
That's our thing.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's amazing. And then talking about the music real quick, it's always very mind-blowing to me that Rammstein, you guys have become such a big band and you sing in German. Usually bands that are so big worldwide sing in English.
I know. For me, it's still a miracle that we can reach with our music so many people. Most of them doesn't understand the lyric. It's a pity because the lyrics are great.
Yeah.
But they feel there is something what they drag into the music, and that's a proof for that music connects over languages. That's also German-speaking music can do that. English for sure can do it as well. We all know American bands and English music. But I'm very proud that it, in our case, was working as well. Like,
music is the ultimate language. It seems like that everyone can speak. It just has to. I guess just be pure and honest. And I think what you guys are doing is so pure and honest to your art form. And whether you're speaking German, English, whatever it may be, it's a vibe that people are picking up on.
Absolutely. It is. They feel this music is probably it's an authentic moment.
Yeah.
You know, it's honest made, and it's deliver a mood, a feeling, what you maybe expect a German band should sound like.
Right. True.
And
and not to mention, you guys got some absolutely just shredding guitar riffs. Some of your guys' guitar riffs are just rip your head off, just badass metal riffs. So.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's super awesome. One last thing I want to talk about your guys' live show is I've heard on some interviews with you guys that sometimes when you come to the U.S., you can't do your actual real show because they censor some of the things that you guys do on stage. Does that happen a lot in other countries or anywhere you go? Like, I don't know if it may be some of, like, I don't know, for lack of a better term, the more, like, comical, perverted stuff that you guys do on stage and whatnot.
Yeah, we had once in our career had a problem with that. And in one particular state of the U.S., the singer and the keyboard player got arrested because of doing something like that.
Yeah, entertainment.
Show elements. But it never happened again.
Yeah.
But they're really kind of had a trial and everything, and they have a record now in U.S. Whatever authorities, and always when we come in, they have to go for interviews in immigration and talk about that thing again and again. This is kind of annoying.
It's, you know why? It's because people take themselves too seriously, and it's just art and entertainment. You know, that's all it is.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
absolutely.
You so much.
Christoph, thank you so much for being on the show, and we really appreciate you the time, and aloha, brother.
Aloha.
Yeah.
Hawaii.
Again, special shout out to everyone tuning in. Disposable Heroes.